I'm here at Capitec headquarters with Asha Alfonso.
Let's kick off with your journey at Capitec and how you started, the cool stuff you're building, and exactly how you fit into this incredible ecosystem.
I joined Capitec in 2011, so it's almost a decade and a half ago. And at that stage, I joined from one of the biggest retailers, and I've experienced retail and really knew that well. But I wanted to experience a bit of a different industry. And Capitec was still this little unknown brand that was the underdog, the challenger. So it was taking on big banking, and it was democratizing banking for the masses. And I bought into that philosophy. It was something that appealed to me. That was so exciting to become a part of. And it's been a phenomenal journey. I mean, when we started, people were still a little bit ashamed to say they bank with Capitec or they work with Capitec. And I think we've gotten to a point today where people are really proud to say that they've been part of this movement.
100%. Asha?
Yeah, I'm incredibly proud to work here at Capitec. I joined from tech and I was actually quite apprehensive to go back into corporate, thinking that this would be a slow-paced environment and it would take forever to make a decision. But it's been anything but slow. In fact, we move at 100 miles per hour on an average day, and I'm loving it.
I want to pick up on this, and I want to use the analogy of a sourdough starter. How much of that initial essence has been carried through, like a sourdough starter, in terms of trust, authenticity, impact, personalization, credibility, all of those core ingredients that started way back in the early days of the Capitec story? Do you feel like that's really being kept through and retained through the years?
I think the reality is the industry we're in is constantly changing and constantly evolving. But if you strip it down to the core, those core ingredients, Capitec's purpose for being and our fundamentals on which we've built this business today is 100% the same as what it was 20 years ago. So, and I think our founders and ourselves, we talk about this on a daily basis. This is part of our DNA. It's part of our vocabulary. We constantly refer everything we do back to our purpose, to why we exist, and say, is this thing, this decision we're making, this product we're designing, this marketing campaign, this initiative, this pricing strategy, is it going to help people to improve their lives? Is it going to make a meaningful difference in the lives of people in South Africa? And then we test it and say, well, can we do it in a way that's simple, affordable, easy to access, and personalized? And that core, those key ingredients, is really what's helped us build the bank to be what it is today.
You guys have won everything, right? In Africa, globally, in South Africa, it's been absolutely phenomenal. What are the key ingredients that go into building a globally recognized, valuable, powerful brand that you've built with Capitec over the last 15 months? You've kind of just enhanced that.
Well, I think a testament to what Francois has said, every single product that's taken to market, every single communication plan is run through those four fundamentals. Is the communication simple? Are we making it affordable and accessible for everyone? And is there an element of personal experience through the delivery of the product or the messaging? So I'll take an example, for instance, on pricing. You know, typically pricing is quite complex in the banking environment, and you receive a PDF document with hundreds of prices, and it's really hard to decipher. What we've done is we've turned that on its head and reduced our pricing points from 30 to 5 clear pricing points.
Okay.
1 rand for Capitec to Capitec payments, 2 rand for Capitec to any other bank, 3 rand debit orders, 6 rand for an immediate payment, and 10 rand to withdraw from an ATM. And it's so easy to remember that we said, well, let's actually get kids to demonstrate how easy those 5 pricing points are to remember and recall. So everyone knows exactly what they're paying and what they're getting for those 5 pricing points. So to go back to your question around awards and accolades, I think what Capitec does incredibly well is just focus on the business at hand. Head down and really focus on doing the best that we can do as Capitec by focusing on those 4 fundamentals and focusing on the clients that we serve. And I think the awards and accolades are a good nod, and a testament to great work, but that's never the aim. The aim is to do what's right for our clients.
Let's talk about Best Youth Bank. Which, and this is a tough market.
Probably one of the things that made us so successful in the youth market was that we didn't treat them differently. And if you look at it, young people, I think, and that's been consistent, it's been that way when I was 20-something-year-old, is that you don't want to be treated like a 20-something-year-old or like a teenager. You want to be treated like an adult, like someone to be taken seriously. And we do that. So we never design products specifically for the youth segment. We never treat them differently. We treat them like serious banking clients. But what we've done over time, we've learned to resonate with them better. We've learned how to use influencers and social media and different campaigns. And credit to Asha and her team over this last year, they've done brilliantly well at taking some of the new products that we brought to market, whether it is Capitec Connect, you know, for airtime and data, or credit card payments for the youth specifically, and to package that in a way that really resonates with that audience. Because what resonates with them is Capitec's tonality, our simplicity, our transparent and authentic approach in how we communicate, and the fact that we take them seriously. Mm.
The young audience don't look for financial advisors anymore. They look for people they can trust. And whether that's a influencer, some unregulated person dishing out bad advice out there. But how do you balance that? Because you have a regulatory commitment that you've got to make sure you stick to. But at the same time, you want to be authentic and you want to speak the language of young people.
I think trust is at the core of your question. And trust is our vision. Our vision is to be the most trusted brand, not just in South Africa, not the most trusted bank, but the most trusted brand globally. And so that extends into the partnerships we have with influencers. Every influencer that we partner with is a Capitec, a legitimate Capitec account holder. We don't partner with someone that we're just paying to say something great about our brand. It's someone that has lived the experience, experienced the product, and uses our product on a regular basis. And so they come from a position of authenticity because they are actually using that product. Mm.
Financial institutions are loved by many like yourselves, but sometimes things can get a bit challenging, especially on social media. I know you're always being dragged for something, or someone's outraged or offended, or something flares up. Take me through how you deal with the crisis. What actually happens in the engine room as a trusted brand to go through that steps and deal with it systematically and extinguish that?
In 2022, we went through 2 whole days of bank system downtime, which means our clients physically were standing at petrol stations without the ability to pay with a Capitec card. And those things, I mean, that challenged us to the core. But I think the way that we dealt with this actually starts long before those disasters happen. It starts on how you build the character of the brand. And how you build confidence with your clients that when you communicate authentically and transparently. That simplicity of what we deliver, the transparency in how we communicate, that's what builds trust. And when you've built a strong foundation of trust over time, then when those disasters hit, and guaranteed we're going to hit tough times again, then when we communicate with our clients, they are more accepting of our communication. They're more understanding. And then we've got a very simple approach. We get together very quickly, and we communicate frequently and transparently. Mm. And effectively with our clients, with our employees, as our two main audiences, and then, of course, with regulators and shareholders.
Mm. In your mind, what does the future of brand building look like in the age of technology and AI and robo copywriters and, you know, guerrilla campaigns?
We're actually a very interesting time. In an age of artificial intelligence, you get artificial communication, you get artificial audiences, artificial engagement, artificial brands. Mm. And what really will set the brand apart is that human connection. Mm. It is authenticity. It is communicating frequently and truthfully. It's connecting with people in a way that is human and valuable. And that's a very difficult thing to balance, because we're living in a world where we're constantly driving digital scale. And how do you achieve that by still recognizing an individual at a human level and making them feel like they are really valued? Mm. And that's the challenge, that balance. We do that in Capitec very well still, because we've got 800 branches and a big part of South Africa still need human connection. So they rely on that trust relationship with the consultants that serve them in their language, from their community, in a branch at their community.
Thank Asha, thanks for asking me hard questions. So good to have you. And thank you so much for sharing your insights.